This is 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Sarah D'Elia. A Montgomery judge ruled today that the Alabama Accountability Act is unconstitutional. He says it violates the state's constitution's requirement for the legislature to have only one subject in a bill. Plus, Representative Patricia Todd voices her opinions on closeted lawmakers living a double life. Kyle Whitmire of AL.com and the Birmingham News joins us now to weigh in on these issues. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, to start off, what exactly was found to be unconstitutional about the Alabama Accountability Act?
Well, if you remember, the Alabama Accountability Act was sort of pushed through the last minute and, you know, if you ask Democrats, in the dark of night, which it kind of was. It was a bill which was completely different. That went to conference committee to work out differences between the House version and the Senate version. And in this conference committee, the Republicans sort of took the two House and Senate bills, threw them in the trash, and whipped out this completely different bill and sort of had this surprise vote, which, you know, on this bill, which allows under certain circumstances in what are called failing schools, for parents to get tax credits to send their kids to private schools. Democrats at the time said that this was a switcheroo, whatever you want to call it, and questioned whether or not this had been passed legally. And today, this circuit judge, Gene Reese, in Montgomery County said that, in fact, it had not been passed legally. You know, there were a couple of issues. One is that it addresses it changes things in multiple parts of the code, which you're not really supposed to do that. And the other is that, you know, if it is a completely new bill, it is supposed to have three readings in both houses before it can pass, whereas this went through with essentially one.
Well, a group defending the law, the Institute for Justice, says it's going to appeal the judge's ruling. Do you think this is going to happen? And if so, how long does that process take?
How long it takes is really up to the Alabama Supreme Court. They could put a stay on this tomorrow. They could rule on it fairly quickly if they wanted to. But what we have seen in the past is that the Alabama Supreme Court sort of defaults to the legislature's judgment on things like this. And has said in the past, even things that seemed like they were prohibited by the Alabama Constitution, they said, okay, the legislature, by the Constitution, makes its own rules. So if they want to break their own rules, they can sort of do that too.
What does this ruling mean in the long run?
In the long run, it's unclear. We'll find out when the Supreme Court makes its decision. But if this ruling is upheld, it means that lawmakers will have to go back into a session maybe next year and sort of start this process from the beginning and do it in the light of day, not, you know, rushing or trying to trick anyone, but have an open process, which is what the Republicans who passed this were trying to avoid.
Switching gears here, Kyle, you wrote an article today about some Facebook comments that Representative Patricia Todd of Birmingham posted recently. What did these comments say exactly, for those of us who couldn't read them?
Well, she had seen this movie called Outrage, which is a documentary about closeted politicians who have, you know, said things that were homophobic or supported legislation that was sort of against the gay rights agenda, and then been exposed and outed. And she said on Facebook this past weekend that, you know, it was time that she knew of, you know, someone in Alabama who sort of fit this role, and said it was time to drag some folks kicking and screaming out of the closet. She got a lot of pushback online, and since then has sort of backed down a little bit and said that she's going to focus on her campaign.
Well, do you think that these comments will have any lasting impact on Todd's future?
We will find out on Tuesday.
Which is?
It's Election Day. Don't forget, Tuesday is Election Day. There's a lot riding on the line. You know, we're going to see what happens in this sixth congressional race. Keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on the Alabama school board races. You know, Common Core is going to be a huge issue there. And it'll probably be late into the night, Tuesday night, when we find out who will make the runoff for the 6th Congressional District.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.